when Krishna took his Mohini avatar and Shiva was following him, in Srimad Bhagavatam, they said that there was no issue. But in South India, they worshipped an issue which is called Harihara Putra. Is this bona fide?
Who is putting this question?
The name. Buddhi Yoga.
Huh?
Buddhi Yoga.
Buddhi Yoga.
Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga. When has he come?
I just come.
Today.
Today?
Last
night. Then, what is your question?
When Krishna took his Mohini avatar,
yes,
and Shiva was following him,
yes,
in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it does not say that there is...
What is the question underlying?
The question is, in South India, they worship an issue as Harihara Putra, the combination of Shiva and Vishnu, as asking if this is bona fide. There was an issue, there was a putra from Mohini and Shiva.
What does he say? In South India?
In South India, they worship the sun.
Harihara
Putra, the son of Mohini and Shiva. Is it correct or not?
Mohini and Shiva. Yeah, this is the first time we traveled throughout South India. The first time this comes to me. And this gives me a suggestion that there is a class of Pashandi. Pashandis, the followers of Shiva, extreme followers of Shiva. It is perhaps their created blasphemy.
Mm.
This never occurred. And if it is found in any Puran, Linga Puran or this Tamasic Puran, then also it should be taken as Mayavadmasa Chastram Pachannam Buddha Muchyati, later created by some of the mischievous persons in that way. Pasanda Shiva. And so Ramanuja told, Bhagrino Khadyamano Vino Gatshi Shiva Mandiram. It is better that a tiger will devour you, yet nevertheless you must not enter any temple of Shiva. Nogachi Shiva Mandiram, so for shelter. Don't go to take shelter in Shiva temple. Rather, the tiger may devour you. Of Shiva. I have not heard like that so far. Rather, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam. The Shiva was so much excited seeing that Mohini Murti. Mohini Murti was not a material one. Only Shiva wanted, Shiva was not present when Mohini Murti Vishnu distributed nectar amongst the gods and the demons. Shiva heard it afterwards. And he was so much charmed with the description of the beauty of Mohini Murti that he came to the place later on when all things had finished. It finished, then Shiva prayed if I could have seen that beautiful Murti. Then when he went to Narayana and prayed for this, then suddenly he saw that beautiful woman figure as Mohini just appeared before him, before his eyes, before his, and he was so, and Shiva's wife was just on his side. But still, the wife in the side, that means the man must have some check, but he forgot himself, that his guardian is there for God. And so much besides himself, he approached to catch her. But the Mohini Murti, that was a phantom, and that slipped away and then vanished. But she was so much excited that the semen fell from him. And wherever those semen fell, the Suvarna, the gold was produced thereby. It has been mentioned in Bhagavatam. But not any possibility there was of union between Mohini and Shiva. No possibility. And Vishnu is always always Purusha, enjoyer, and not to be enjoyed anywhere. Intrinsically, substantially, he is always enjoyer and not to be enjoyed. That is Prakriti. We have never heard that Vishnu took the form of women. He is enjoyer, not to be enjoyed. Predominating mighty, not predominated mighty. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj?
Yes.
I was wondering that.
Where have you found that?
In Kerala.
Huh?
Kerala.
Kerala.
In Kerala, where?
This place.
In
what place? Kerala.
It's all over Kerala, there are temples of Ayyappa.
Then, ancient or recent?
They say ancient.
They say what? You had your experience.
He's talking it's Ayyappa.
Huh?
Ayyappa.
Ayyappa.
Ah.
Ayyappa meant?
There's one particular.
Particular province?
Particular deity. Deity called Ayyappa.
Ayyappa.
You must have heard it then, at that time. Also.
Where is it located?
All Kerala.
In what town?
Many places in Kerala.
Kerala.
Tamil Nadu. Many people worship Ayyappa.
Ayyappa. Ayyappa means the son of Vishnu and Shiva.
Yeah. I also saw that.
The main shrine is.
Main shrine is?
The main shrine is near Shabrimalaya.
I did not hear. I heard only that they take Vishnu as the brother-in-law of Shiva. Because in Vrindavan from Yashoda, the twin, came Ashtabhuja Devi. Whom the Vasudev took to Mathura from Vrindavan, Ashtabhuja Murti, the sister of Krishna. Krishna was born and the Ashtabhuja Murti born. Vasudev took Krishna to Yashoda and took her son. So they say that Ashtabhuja Murti Katyayani, he was the sister of Krishna, and because Ashtabhuja is the wife of Shiva, so Vishnu becomes wife's brother, that is brother-in-law. In this way they represent Vishnu. The extreme section that takes Shiva to be the highest god. Four sections of the Shiva worshippers are to be found in the south. Four sections. Pashupat, I forget the name. Four sections they are divided into. But I never heard hitherto that such one child has been. But I found the name of Nijolingappa. Nijolingappa. Appa means father, whose father is his own his own father, Nijolingappa. He is father of himself. That is Nijolingappa. But it is Swayambhu. He has created himself. That is Swayambhu. By itself, of Hegel. He is by reality, by itself. Nijolingappa. Hare Krishna. Maya Rakriti Mahaprabhu says that Sanatan Goswami, that Mahishi Haran Kesavatar Viruddha Vyakhan, that is all imagination to suit some purpose. What is that? What technically known, Mahaprabhu told, remarked. Asura Mohan. Asura Mohan. Just as Shankara was ordered that go and try to take away the general attention of the people against me, drew away from me. Lokan mad vimukhan kuru, that is, for the utility of segregation in a hospital, the more serious patients are taken away to for the interest of the less serious patient. So this policy has been adopted, that the who are great offenders, serious offenders, more than they should be secluded. There are all offenders, but more or less the most desperate should be separated to save the mild offenders. For the interest of the mild offenders, the grave offenders should be separated. So, whose disposition is more atheistic, they should be separated from the wavering, hesitating public. So Madhvimukhan Kuru clear that I am God. Preach that. It has been said like that. Lokan Madhvimukhan Kuru. What is the name you told?
Ayappa.
Ayya means Arjo. Appa means father.
Yes.
Ayar means Mahasaya. Ayya means father. And Pita Mahasaya. Ayappa. Ayya means father. Appa. Appa means also father. Ayya means father. Arjo. Ayya. Both Pita. Ayappa. Ayappa. Mane Bapir Bap. Something like that. Father of the father. Ayappa, the father of the father,
Aya sometimes means big brother.
Many may come to this. Aya, appa, appa, appa. Father, father. That is father's father. Aya, appa.
Sometimes I say Aya, bolte big, bodo bhai. Bodo bhai kyun mean kare Aya?
Bodo bhai ke? Bodo bhai ki to anna. Bodo bhai holo anna. Anna. আর নদী বলে না কি আন্না টান্না বলে নাম আছে হ্যাঁ আন্না গৌর হরিবোধ গৌর হরিবোধ এমনি কংকশন কিউরিয়াস কংকশন
Maharaj?
Yes.
I was wondering, since today is Ekadasi, if you can tell us something about the importance of Ekadasi.
Ekadasi?
Yes.
Aprakrita. Aprakrita means which is like prakrita. Super mundane. Aprakrita. Which is similar to mundane but not mundane. That is aprakrita. Super mundane. The mundane color is there, so the word mundane is used. But we have to give warning that this is not mundane, though similar to mundane. So, aprakita. So, we are told that Krishna Maharaj is very nice. Super mundane. So, like mundane. Similarity with BSD, similarity of mundane. So, as we find here, that by the influence of the moon, here in this world, everything by the influence of the moon, the heat of the world, or the rosh means the watery portion in the body that increases in every place, in samudra, in ocean also, this jwar, the ebb and tide, ebb, tide, yeah? What is that? Ebb and tide.
Tide.
You are
high tide, low tide.
Comes,
high and low tide.
High and low. So, in full moon and new moon, in nearing both this occasion, there the watery portion is swallowed. Is enhanced, and thereby the enjoying spirit is also developed. I am talking it from the lecture of my Guru Maharaj in Kurukshetra in 1927. The basis, scientific basis, that by the movement of the earth, moon, planet, and the sun, the heat becomes less and the exciting rosh, the juice in our body is enhanced, and thereby it increases the tendency of exploitation, enjoyment. So fasting is necessary to meet with that external movement of the nature. The fasting can save us from that peculiar reaction. So fasting has been recommended. And especially if one cannot fast at all, it is impossible, then he may take to some classes of diets that will give less cause for excitement. So anukalpa. And mainly fasting. Why? To check the senses. Because the senses at that time, by the natural flow, it becomes more intense, and the result is that he is excited and he wants to enjoy, to encroach on the environment. So this unfair encroachment of one's own self to be controlled, this fasting has been recommended. This is one way. Another way, it took to the center in such season, the Krishna himself, he also felt more necessity of enjoying. And when Krishna feels more necessity, the devotees, they get a greater chance of service. The time is very valuable for them. The Krishna wants to enjoy. And at that time, devotees should be busy to supply his things for his enjoyment. So much so that they won't have any time to prepare themselves. Upo samipi vaso. Upo means samipi. Always to remain by the side of Krishna, whenever and whatever he wants, only to supply. They forget to taking their own food, etc., or any other thing. They want to be more busily engaged for the service of Krishna, because in the time of need, they will fetch more remuneration, that is affinity towards Krishna, more grace. So upasamipi vaso. And the secondary is to, by fasting, we can make our body dry. And so our enjoying spirit will be lessened. These two. the general explanation. Then there are so many things that everything is conscious, everything is personal. So Ekadashi has got her personal character, and she devotes herself for the service of Krishna with all accompanying them. And the service of Krishna engages her. And does not know any food or anything else. Does not allow others also in her group to take food and waste time, but always engagement with the service of Krishna underlying. Meaning is that. Am I clear?
Yes.
Yes. Why is then that we take some food and not other foods?
That I told.
Why we take?
That are less injurious. Those that are considered to be less injurious. More exciting. In that way it has been. And also it is mentioned in another way in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Some peculiar things. They are fond of taking their shelter in those places which we reject. A pap. Pap means a type of sin that are very fond of taking their shelter in those trees and those places which we surely want to avoid. It is mentioned like that. Gaur Hari Gaur Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur Nidai Gaur Hari
Gaur.
Yes?
Can you tell us also about the importance of Dwadashi? Can you tell us also about the importance of Dwadashi?
The importance of Dwadashi.
Yes. Ekadashi, Dwadashi, Purnima, Amavasya. So in the beginning, Dwadashi is more. In another word, we are told, another aspect, approach, that Ekadashi, Dwadashi, they are very favorite tithi of Holi. So, in that, the underlying cause already explained then. But it is told that these two tithis, they are very favorite to Holi. And in those tithi, if we serve Hari, Hari will be pleased with a smaller service. So Dwadashi, Ekadashi, both are very favorite to Hari. So Dwadashi has been called more favorite but little resilient. So Ekadashi, only Ashtam Mahadwadashi, then there we can live Ekadashi. And we observe Dwadashi. Otherwise, Ekadashi observance is compulsory. Compulsory. Though Dwadashi is also honored and favorite of Hari, still Ekadashi has got preference for fasting. And only in the 8 cases, by the mixture of Nakshatra, Tithi, etc., the Dwadashi has got the preference over Ekadashi. That is the time when our small service will give us a greater result. That is the clue, the key. As in Ekadashi, in Dwadashi, if we serve, service is small, but we get some greater remuneration. Remuneration means his prem, priti, serving attitude. Our earnestness, all these things will be enhanced in that particular season. Oh. But the scientific cause in that sense, that Hari, in that time, because pure, because Hari wants to consume more from the service. So that is the fortune of the servitors. That Hari demands more service. So the importance for the servitors. At that time, during Ekadashi and Dwadashi, less service of Hari is more useful. That is the key. Hari Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur. And in the approach of Purnima or Amavasya, where that rasa, that the material eccentricity of enjoying energy becomes comes to the highest degree. So check, in the beginning the check before full moon and new moon. It is checked nearby. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna.
Jawa.
Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
There's a microphone that works, wireless microphone.
Oh, in any place it may be placed.
Anywhere.
I am told that one button, this button, was represented by America to Khrushchev, or from Khrushchev to American president. He was presenting this button to you, and it was there, and whatever they are talking of reported.
It is like that.
And in the second war, I was told that one Japanese half mad sadhu, he was posted in Burma under a tree. He was a madman begging and spending his days in some meditation and etc. But he had a peculiar type of machine, something like in his hand, detected. And then it was found that he was a spy, a sadhu, but only what he speaks. Sometimes this hand watch, perhaps, and that is transmitted.
They think that we Western Vaishnavas, that we are from the CIA. They say that we are from the CIA.
They have that mentality.
Spice.
They are all a political mind. I was told that there was one leader of communistic thought previously, one Nipen professor. Nipen. When he came here, he also gave a lecture. And he told that I went to meet Bhavananda Maharaj. Swami Maharaj was present at that time. But he told you Indians, you don't you don't want to put faith in God. It is very wonderful. You must put faith, and then you see whether he is or not. Beforehand you say, there is no God, no God. But come to see God in a process that has been recommended, then you will know. That gentleman told that professor here that I was not defeated by his arguments, but I could trace his simplicity, and that attracted me, the gentleman told. And I was told by another gentleman that he approached Bhavananda Maharaj, that we were all CIA, all these things. But that we wonder that in India you cannot think it, that a man can exclusively devote his life for spiritual purpose. We have to see that in India, the land famous for its spiritual culture. So they are all, so it justifies our attitude of Guru Maharaj to approach the West. But these are slave mentality. They are the Indians or Asians, they are more or less hankering up. Staring at European culture, civilization. So they are all slave to that culture, scientific civilization. So they should be approached, not these people who are always hankering after the glamour of present civilization, which is found in Europe and America, in the Western country. So it is useless. to approach these people, but rather we shall try to approach them. So they're all more or less political minded, mostly political minded. Can't see beyond politics. Politics. This body conception. Body conception. Though land famous for spiritual cultivation, but this Kali Yuga just the opposite. The opposite. And so Mahaprabhu has come with the highest conception of spiritual spirituality, the highest degree of spiritual conception. He had to come to retaliate, to save the situation, the highest form of theism, a drop of the highest form of theism may be dealt with to these persons. Other medicines won't work. Only the highest type of medicine can work here. So, in some other ages, also men have got real sense. They aspire after a birth in Kali Yuga, apparently so unfavorable for spiritual life. So very unfavorable for spiritual life, this Kali Yuga. But still, Sarogyai, there are persons in any other yuga where apparently environment is more spiritual. They want a birth in this Kali, the adverse position, that the highest degree is this atheism distributed here. Kali Yugi Gunagya Sarabhagina Kaling Sabha Jayanta Arja Gunagya Sarabhagina Jatra Sankirtani Naiva Sarva Sathu Vidabhati. Only by small participation into that higher type of theism one can be fulfilled in all respects, aspects of life. So, because the environment is unfavorable, our guardian is more thoughtful about our goodness, welfare. Welfare. They are taking more care, more attention to take care of us. Because the environment is so harmful. Guardians are more vigilant towards us. And they are providing similarly for our relief. All political consciousness. Politics. Many of CIGs approached me also several times, and I told them straight that no. I was told that Swami Maharaj was also asked by Indira, that they say that there are so many CIGs under your... Yes, maybe that is your lookout. Swami Maharaj talk straight. It is your lookout. There may be so many persons come, but I say that I am starting really with dealing with reality and not with this politics or sociality, I can assure. But in such a huge crowd, some may enter. And it will be your business to find them and to punish them, not mine. And Indira was very affectionate to Swami Maharaj, because when she was a child, she used to come with her father to purchase medicine from the shop of Swami Maharaj in Allahabad. Because the national medical shop was only in Bengal, Bengal Chemical. The first medicine was produced here in Bengal, and he was the agent of that Bengali, the country-made medicine in Allahabad. And your love, because the love there, because they are nationalist, so they used, they liked the India production of medicine, anything which is produced in India, to encourage that in the industry. So they were customer to Swami Maharaj's shop. And Indira, as a girl, she also followed her father to purchase medicine from Swami Maharaj. At that time she was perhaps a boy. She was a girl of 1930, when I met Swami Maharaj, Indira was a girl of 12 at that time. So even from before, she used to come to her with her father to purchase medicine from Swami Maharaj. So 8, 10, 9. She used to come to Swami Maharaj and knew. The only agent of the national production of medicines in India at that time. No Bombay production, but Maharashtra or Gujarat, they began. Only Bengal produced first medicine. Hare Krishna. So he, Swami Maharaj addressed her as Hindu. Hindu, the family name, Hindu. Hare Krishna. And also she told, I heard from Swami Maharaj Paras, direct, told, you need not come to me for this concern. You may send your secretary to me, that will suffice. She gave assurance to Swami Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, 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 Guru, Guru, Guru.
How is it that Advaita Acharya can be Mahavishnu and Sadashiva?
Mahavishnu and Shiva?
Sadashiva.
Sadashiva and Mahavishnu, a similar position. That is, Jiva Tattva as a whole represented in Shiva, as a whole. If the whole Jiva Tattva is represented in a symbolic way, then that comes to give delivery of Shiva. Shiva. And Shiva has got twofold characteristics, with adaptability of two sides. One, he can exploit this misconceived world